5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with myself. And today, my beautiful assistant and guest, Michael Bartlett.
What about you? That's your catchphrase, sorry.
What about you?
Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers? That's my one.
That is yours.
Yeah.
You listen to me, you fucking bastards. Tonight, we're doing Lavery's Comedy. You won't see this. Tonight, we're doing Lavery's Comedy Club. Mickey's emceeing. I'll be doing some new material. And then Neil Delamere's going to headline Lavery's Comedy Club for the same pay we all get. God bless him.
Two pints and a cuddle.
But then fucking listen to me. You fucking listen to me. You fucking junkie bastard. I've stepped in like a goddamn some sort of Jehovah to save the day for two gigs, Thursday, Friday. Tomorrow night I'm in Brickworks.
Brickworks.
It's called Brickworks. It's in the
Bricks, Bricks Work?
Bricks, I don't Brickwork? Know. It's in
Derry. Do Masons.
It's Masons Comedy Club in Derry. Whatever that street is, it's now called Brickworks or something. Bricksworks. Stickle Bricks. Brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doors at 9. Or what is it? Show at 9 or something?
Show at 9. Doors at 8:30.
I'll be going in there and doing some motherfucking stand-up.
And I would highly recommend you arrive down at that very early because it's the last 2 months it's sold out. They've had to turn people away and it was just me on.
So.
Well, Trees of Livingston, Peter Davidson, the rest of it. Like,
yeah, so we'll.
But I mean, when I said just me, I mean. Imagine,
I'll be there.
Yeah,
and then so like Rory Ward's also on. So like, don't be turning up and going, "Oh, then is that him?"
No, that's Rory Ward's very different man.
He's bald.
He's bald also, but a lot slimmer.
He's in a lot better shape than I am.
He's in fantastic shape for a 40-year-old man. He's in great shape actually.
Yeah, fair play to him.
Yeah.
What's your secret? Don't eat and just drink.
No, I think he works out quite a bit.
No, well, fuck my ass.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that on Thursday night, and then...
What are you doing Friday, Colin?
Billy Kirkwood, who's supposed to be headlining that gig, and also Bogans, has sadly dropped out, but I get to step in and replace him.
In so Bogans and Oma?
I'm in Bogans and Oma, also on the Friday. So 3 gigs in 3 days for
That's
me.
That's lovely. If you're anywhere in the Dublin area, also, I'm at the Laughter Lounge, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, go see the Mixter.
Come see that.
What asshole are you warming up for down there?
I think it's Willa White, which is perfectly fine. I would not want to follow that man. Also, if you're in Belfast and you want to see my new show on the 5th of July, tickets go on sale shortly for the Black Box. We impromptu Black Box gig on a Thursday night. So
yeah, and I just remembered that I've quite a few dates booked in the Limelight later in the year, which I may release very shortly.
That's fantastic. I'm also doing the Edinburgh Fringe.
With a show called Trans Blender.
Crucify and Fergal. Trans Blender, did you call it?
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
Or Blender Neutral. I don't know. But okay, I'm literally thinking of a poster. It would be funny.
Yeah.
Trans Blender.
Trans Blender's good.
Blender Neutral.
Blender Neutral's probably... Trans Blender's funny, but Blender Neutral's going to get you into less trouble. If that's what you give a fuck about.
The General Banter Podcast with Nolan Jettis.
Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man... your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. No, I'm not worried about that too much.
Also, RMR Marketplace, 23rd of June.
Oh.
I'm doing my new Edinburgh show. Let's get involved in that.
Do you want me to open up for you?
Do you want to? You actually need somebody to open. Do you want to open on the 5th as well?
Where's the 5th again?
The Black Box.
Why not? Just for the crack.
Fucking happy days. Go for pints.
Go just purely for pints. You know what I mean?
Happy days.
So yeah, there you have it. Just some boys doing some gigs. I went to see Bill Burr last night. We chatted briefly about it. He did a joke, and I was like, "Nah, in no way am I insinuating Bill Burr steals my material." But he did a joke, and I was like, "I have the same joke, but it's like literally just a different context and different topic." But the pattern of it,
I know what you mean,
was exactly the same
rhythm and all that sort of shit.
Because he was talking about, do you remember the joke I had about like doing a gig with a black female comedian who will remain unnamed?
Yeah.
And then all the full argument they had in my head and then what I wanted to say. He did, it was the exact same joke about his wife saying, "Oh, if you said the things that I say, or if I said the things that you say about women, about men, you would have left me a long time ago." And he had this full fucking argument in his head, and then he goes, "But what I wanted to say was, if I earned what you earned, we'd be fucking homeless." And he goes, "But I didn't say it." But I was like, that's like the same fucking joke.
That's good, yeah.
But like a different context all the time. But it's I mean, I probably look like an asshole just sitting watching Bill Burr. Like, but it sort of like
being a comedian is a nightmare to watch.
It spoils
stuff.
It for you, like a wee bit.
I have to go, if I go see comedians that I fucking love, I have to be wrecked drunk.
Yeah, that's, I was trying to, but that fucking...
You have to drink yourself into like civilian mode almost, don't you?
Yeah, you have to let your guard down a bit. And it's, you know, like I have a lot more sympathy for people who fucking make noise or whatever at a gig, because sometimes they are just enjoying themselves and they're blocked. Because it's hard to sit quietly and just keep chugging pints and not fucking at some stage act a bit loose.
There was a table full of guys in the stand last weekend that had to like voluntarily left because they were going, "We're that drunk and having that much crack, we're ruining the entire night."
Yeah, that's 100%. That's 100% fine by me. That's an executive decision.
And an exemplary one as well.
If
you're laughing too hard, get the fuck out.
I had tickets for something at the Fringe one of the years we stayed with you when you were doing it, and we were just there as like, you know, spectators. And I literally was like, "I'm too drunk to go to that."
No.
Because as soon as you sit around a table in a smoking area and start drinking and whatever, you're like, I'm not sitting for an hour through this shit.
It's in a fucking sweating room.
I do not understand the concept of going to watch a comedian.
There's times, yeah, you look at an audience and you go, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Like, oh my God, last night, the highlight of the night, Bill Burr, you know, if you have any sort of fucking intelligence about you, you realize that what he does comedically is drop himself into rough terrain.
Aye.
And then get his way out of it.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He definitely, like, he walked out and he said something about Trump and everyone went, "Yeah," when he goes, "I'm fucking about." He goes, "This is the only country I said that," and everyone fucking like, "Yeah." And then they cheered something about 9/11. He goes, "Just because you did that, I will always come back here." He's like, everywhere else it goes fucking, it just falls silent. But there was a guy in front of us who was obviously like, you know, fucking Bill Burr. I can't do a Dublin accent. He's obviously like, "Bill Burr hates women. So do I. He slags them up. So do I. He's racist. So am I." He takes all of his stuff at face value. So he said something about like, you know, "I don't do this or whatever, but I'm a good fucking father and husband," yeah, and blah, 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 and all this here. I do the fucking dishes. This guy goes, "Faggot!" With his hands like this. "Fucking faggot, bro!" It's like, Jesus Christ, man. And just everyone just turned around and looked at him like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And by the way, his family who he was with, there was like a woman and, you know, a bunch of younger lads, whether they were like his brothers or sons or whatever. And they all just looked forward like, that's Uncle Tom just shouting. That's
homophobic Tom.
Just shouting faggot all around the place. Do the dishes, faggot.
But he's what, like, do you ever like read the comments under, if there's clips of his podcast that go up?
Yeah.
And you read the comments and you realize the amount of people that don't get that he's joking. Because I've heard him talking about it.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah, people take it completely at face value.
Because there was a thing, was it Stuart Goldsmith's podcast? Where, because he's obviously a sort of, you know, London-y kind of like, "Can't we all just be nice people?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Do you feel like, do you have any responsibility for the things you're saying based on the fact that people might not get the irony?" And he's like, "No."
Yeah.
"Why would I?"
Yeah, like, exactly. Because he was actually on something else before and he goes, yeah, as soon as you say something, it's up to the person who's received. It just depends how it's being received. Yeah. Which is fucking...
Yeah, you know what you meant, so that's all it needs to matter to you. Like,
not to ruin a set. He does this bit about, you know, people are like, no means no. And he goes, no, it doesn't. Sometimes they say it like this. No. Stop. And he goes, which is them going, I don't want to openly admit I'm about to be as big a fucking slut as I would like to be. So I'm pretending it's your fault. No, stop. That's but yeah, funny. And then he goes, and then they read it out in court. And he's like, no, stop. Don't do that. There's no fucking context.
Someone's coming.
Get up them stairs. I've talked about that last week. I was like, no one says that apart from some fucking middle-aged mess who can't get upstairs.
Yeah.
Get up them stairs.
I
just thought
it was, I don't know if it's maybe. I remember like one time being intimate with the lady, right? And
I'm going to go ahead and take these off. So
oh, sorry, they annoy you. But you're like, when you're a wee bit pissed and you're sort of in, like in the fucking... I'm being like, what do you want me to do? And the girl's like, do whatever you want. And I'm like, no, what do you want me to do? And she's like, whatever you want. And we're both just like, what does that mean? How far am I allowed to... Do you want me to punch you? Like,
do whatever I want. I'll be in jail. What do you want? No, do whatever you want. No, what do you want?
What about I just lie here and you just bounce on us? I'm like, right, no problem. I had a space hopper in the corner.
I'd be like, it's not what I want. It's how many times in a row I want it. Might be the problem.
Ah, intimate with ladies.
You've got a new lady on the go, haven't you?
No, I do indeed, yeah.
Oh, how's that going for you?
It's very nice, eh?
Yeah. Very nice.
Lovely wee thing, huh? Lovely wee bit of kit.
I'm gonna isolate this as
don't,
a...
Don't mind stepping out, where? No, man. She's perfect.
I mean, all I'm hoping for is you hang in there long enough... for me to get my hands on this French bulldog.
And, have you seen the dog of it?
And that's not a euphemism.
Yeah.
I call my ball bag the French bulldog.
Voila.
We lived in Scotland and then we went to the Fringe and then we found another flat in Glasgow for like 2 weeks and when you're just like, I don't like this.
Aye.
Just didn't like the area, didn't like all that shit. It's a nice area, but it was, we were sort of used to one place and then it was weird. And I just remember walking down the street and this woman opened the car door. And a fucking, like a wee fat French bulldog jumped out. And it scared me a bit. I was like, Jesus! And she just goes, oh, Hugo, you naughty boy! It's like, actual Mrs. Doubtfire in that car. Oh, Hugo, you naughty boy! what a dirty voice, you know?
What a weird name for a dog as well.
Hugo. No, it looked like a Hugo.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
It was a wee brown, fat French bulldog.
Aye.
Very nice.
It's like in continental Western music. Just
very nice indeed.
Oh, Hugo.
Yeah, hope all goes well for you, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Since you just, you know, thank God you're not on TV like the last time.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you were single. Mikey was single on Tinder on TV.
Thank it. God I have sunburn. I'd be taking a redner now, Colin. Thank
taking
you.
Taking a redner.
Appreciate that.
You're fucking redner, dude.
Cleaning up, I was. Well, I wasn't. I was making a mess. All over chins and boobies.
Get the squeegee. Get the squeegee out the fuck. What was I going to say to you?
Oh.
As another wedding there at the weekend. You loved it.
Probably. I love a wedding. I haven't got over your wedding yet. Like,
well,
it was quite the party.
What I realised was we went away and sort of had a honeymoon and all that shit, and then we came back and we're talking to like Maureen's parents and all, and they were like, we were fucking knackered after it. We're just lying about and nothing got done, and we're just fucking sitting out in the sun chilling. Drinking. Me neither, really. Mexico, I did a whole fucking pile of drinking, like, you know?
It was a fierce, like, even that Thursday night after your wedding, we went to try and make a few wee dents in the remainder.
Aye. Shit faced. Well, and then even fucking, that week after the wedding, or no, sorry, the week we got back, you know, like slept a wee bit, whatever, and then Begley goes, I'm off Friday if you want to have a couple of drinks Thursday or something. Stayed up to fucking 6 in the morning.
Brilliant.
Full day, yeah. Like, and then the next day, tried to sleep that off, and then we were at Rachel's house to fucking 1 in the morning, or not 1, but like, like late at night, and then she had to be back at her house the next morning.
Because
she was getting married, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck did I do? And she was like, oh, just be here, because you kind of need, like, a bit of a runner, even though it's full of girls, like, which is like, you just need someone to deal with the flowers and deal with it, whatever. So I went in and she's like, will you film some like stuff in the morning? And I was like, are you not paying a videographer like a fucking shit ton of money?
Aye.
And she goes, yeah, but I just don't want to, I just don't want a stranger there when I'm getting ready. And I'm like,
I'm a stranger.
What the fuck? So I sat there like a spare dick, and then Maureen very quietly walked into me. I was sitting on the sofa and she goes, did you bring my dress? And I went, what? Did you bring my dress? And I went, why the fuck would I bring your dress? And she goes, I've left it in the house. And I'm like, great.
Fuck.
So I went Lisburn back to Dungannon direction, and then back down again, and then filmed just whatever I could while I was there. And then went to the fucking church. Protestant as fuck.
Oh yeah? I'd never been to a Protestant wedding.
Thank fuck we had a humanist wedding, because this guy straight out, and have you ever seen the movie Red State? The Kevin Smith movie about like fucking...
The cult of the house? Yeah.
The guy looked like him, like grey with like sweet back hair.
Yeah.
And he was like, just, he did a lot of this, like, nice guy probably, I'm sure, lovely guy, but it's weird to go to like a thing where the first thing out of his mouth is, the Lord God has blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what the fuck has this got to do with, you said that before you said anyone's name.
Aye.
Weird. Fuck churches. Get a humanist wedding. Definitely. Where they just say things about you and you feel special.
Aye.
It was fucking weird.
And it's done in 25 minutes.
You'd have bit your tongue off. The guy goes, we're going to talk about three things to do with marriage here. Number one.
Fucking.
Seriously? I'm not joking. He goes, number one is, so it would have been like companionship and then intimacy and something else, like care, or I don't know what the fuck it was. But he came off the back of like companionship, and he was like, you know, bloody bland, you can, he basically ended up on this sentence where he went, companionship can come in many forms. You can have a dog, and the dog keeps you, you know, happy, and there's company with you all. You're never alone if you have a dog. And then he goes, but when you're married, there's things that your wife can give you that a dog can't. And I think that he didn't think about it properly before it was out of his mouth. And then he see a few people sniggering, and then Jenny, one of the fucking bridesmaids, she was like, like fucking pissing herself. And then my sister asked me to like MC or something. I was like, what a weird message. Is like, you know, there are things that are legal with your wife that aren't legal with dogs.
If you put peanut butter on your balls, your wife can hand you a sponge.
Yeah, and vice versa. You punch the dog, no one sees it. But then,
if your wife has 8 kids at once, she's going to need a specialised doctor.
When her nips are,
can do it by itself.
When her nips are dragging off the floor, all 6 of them. But then she goes,
if your wife shouts in the park, well,
does anyone hear it? But the ghost. But then, and then Rachel goes to me, will you do
carrying it? Your dog shed around in a bag is fine.
Carrying your wife's shed in a bag.
But good idea, bad idea.
But then she goes, my sister goes, will you like MC this wedding? And I was like, I've been to no weddings. Like, aye. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. She goes, just announce that there's going to be speeches. And I was like, am I doing a speech? And she goes, no, you don't have to, because there's like 4 or 5, there's loads of speeches. Ooh. So I was like, happy enough. So I was like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some fucking speech. But you know when you're like going to comedy mode and you're like, I got to open with a laugh or something. And then I was like, I said something like, oh, I'm not going to fucking talk much. You know, it's not really my place. And I was like, I'll try not to mention any dog related things. And everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. And it was like, that's how you know, that's a dead sign of, or what they say? That's a sure sign if their marriage isn't going well. If Adam just comes home with a puppy one day. I got a big laugh. I worded it a lot better than that. But and then it was just on to the speeches, which I thought I was like literally in between the speeches, like emceeing.
Yeah.
And they just fucking passed it amongst themselves.
Oh, happy days.
And then they were like, oh, we're handing over to Gary for grace. And I was like, okay, Gary, you going to come up and bless this food here? And I was just sweating down my back.
I had to go to a wedding in July.
Food was
tremendous.
I think
it's going to be very fiendly. And I'm like, I hope there's none of that stuff.
I tell you what wasn't very fucking Christian. The price of drink in the Culloden.
Really?
I spent about £150.
Fucking hell. That's just 2 years, like?
Well, I bought a... Because they're bringing out wine and all. It was just a... That was the only weird bit about it, because our one was like a free... Like as much wine and beer as you could drink.
Aye.
We just paid for it. And all the wine was like big homemade things and it was class. But there it was like, oh, you got a red or white. But you kind of just get one glass and then everything else you have to buy.
Aye.
And all the lads were kind of fucking being a bit awkward and stuff. So I just got around for the top table, aye, like all the lads. And it was £60.
Fucking hell.
For about fucking six or seven drinks.
Aye.
And I was like, oh, I won't do that again. But it was weird that just the drink was so fucking dear. You see, my sister doesn't give a fuck about that because she doesn't really drink.
Aye.
It's a even though she used to, like, I remember, like, Jenny, she used to go out with Rachel, like, and she'd have been like, funny, because, you know, we used to fucking, and I was like, I know, because the two were fucking paralytic in the sunroom. could you maybe phone a taxi for Jenny? Where is she? Shot dead in there? There's two of the girls there making snow angels in their own boat, if you'd like to get a squeegee and ring a taxi.
Does Uber come out here?
This was years ago when I lived at home. But so yeah, that happened, and then
it definitely makes more sense. Like, if I ever get married, I would definitely do that. Like, pay for all the drink up front.
It's just
because it actually stops anybody like fighting.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like, over like,
because do you know, like, if you're at a fucking normal wedding where you know the bar's going to close at one, people start getting fucking leathered, thinking the bar's going to run out. But something like that where it's like, there isn't, you can drink as much as you can fucking stomach.
Yeah.
People go get responsible about it.
Sort of, but
you know, like, I was probably the drunkest person at your wedding and I was grand.
Yeah. Yeah. Next day it was definitely me. Like, but.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of.
I think you have to. Yeah. I think if you're doing it yourself in a marquee, you can definitely take the hit of the drink. If there was, yeah. If it was in a hotel, there's no way you can do an open bar. Like, because it would be fucking 15 grand at the end of all.
Aye.
I honestly think, like, the more people you invite to a wedding, the less you should have to pay up front, because it's like,
you're going to make a fucking,
you're going to make an absolute mint at the bar.
Well, like, I told you that when I went to in Donegal, there was 500 people at it.
That's mental.
And you're like, because I had to go and do a gig, so I left at the start of the speeches, went, drove to Derry, did a 2-hour fucking gig, drove back, and they were still eating dessert.
That's too much.
Because it was like, it just took them that long to get
the whole thing is a fucking, is a bad setup, like, you know what
we
I mean?
We were at one once as well, where, like, the hotel we were staying, like, we paid for a room for the night for the wedding, and there was a note in the room that said if you had, like, say you brought a fucking bottle of gin with you, or a bottle of vodka or something,
yeah,
and you leave the empty bottle in the bin, they'll charge you the bar price for fucking corkage, because they're so desperate about people bringing their own drink to weddings that they want to make, that they'll actually fucking put it on your bill at the end, like, you owe us the price of a bottle of vodka.
No, corkage isn't the price of a bottle.
Well, no,
of vodka.
But they were like, that was the it note would, was like, we yeah. owe, like, the price of whatever.
Oh shit. Yeah, it's fucking, it's gross. Like, but they were all like, oh, I wonder if we should, you know, try and hide it. And I was like, every room in this hotel has drink in it right now. I fucking promise you. When you come downstairs, you're like, hey, can I have 2 pints of Guinness and a fucking, you know, vodka soda? And they're like, that's $23.50. And you're like, come on.
I'm just going to have another shower here. Give us a Coke.
Yeah. But there was literally people walking down with, like, you know, they had a bottle or they had a box of Corona in the room. They come down with, like, fucking 6 bottles of Corona, just handing them out. Like, 6 bottles of Corona would have been 30 quid in there.
Aye.
Brutal.
It's like, fucking, it's a joke. Like, but even there's ones, friends of mine, so my mates are getting married in July, we're making a point of, if, because they've paid for so many bottles of wine for the tables or whatever, and yeah. I think the bride's sister works in hotels, and she was like, make sure you say to them that you want the wine back, like, whatever hasn't been drunk, because what a lot of hotels do is just take all the fucking full bottles of wine and then just resell them.
Oh yeah,
you're like, you cheeky cunts.
Yeah, it's a fucking racket. Like, and it was also weird being at a wedding. By the way, the wedding was lovely. You know what I mean?
Like, Rachel looked fantastic.
Everything was very nice. Lovely weather and all that shit, but it was just, I think, just the two weddings back to back. One was like so fucking, you could do whatever you wanted, and then like that one was kind of like, okay, it's over at two, or it's over at one or whatever.
Aye.
You know, just things
everybody
like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, you've been in here, we're gonna set up the disco, everyone fucking pile back into the bar, and then we'll invite you back in when the dance floor is ready. You know. It was just weird that way, just sort of having to abide by rules. And then it's like, we end at one because we have to flip this room for a wedding tomorrow.
Aye.
And then sure enough, you wake up, go to the spa, and there's fucking a whole new crew of fucking people in suits and shit trying to check in. Strange.
Aye, it's a weird kind of... I think it's been a long time since I've been at one where there's been a wedding in the next day, though. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
One of the best ones I was at, it was the same sort of, like, my cousin got married years ago, and just, she knew somebody that worked for Hilton, so they managed to get, like, just a room in the Hilton,
mm-hmm.
like, with, like, food and shit like that,
yeah.
quite cheap, but it was just, like, just like it wasn't, I don't even think there was a DJ at it. It was just like, there's fucking,
like,
there's a fuckload of iTunes and
yeah, you literally get blocked. You literally don't need much. Like, I mean, all
that's it, when people ask all your comedians at a wedding, you're like, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, it's terrible
to make all your guests stop talking for 20 minutes while some stranger tells jokes. Like,
it's fucking terrible. Like, no, it's the worst idea to have a comedian. Just doesn't, it doesn't fucking make sense at all. But like, I would seriously urge, if you were getting married, to just, if you know anybody with any space, do it at their fucking house and rent the marquee or something. It might be dear, maybe, but fuck, you can, it doesn't, like, it literally, see if you went and bought those fucking £300 ones out of Argos and like left the side panels out of them and just put three in a row and it was £900 and you kind of got to keep it. And then you just fucking dress it with bunting and fucking watch
a bunch of tables and shit like that.
Just do it in there, because you're not, you don't have to do anything according to anyone else. You literally just do whatever you want.
But see, even things like the wee extra charges people end up getting hit with at those like traditional weddings.
Yeah.
Like having to fucking pay a priest.
Yeah.
I know somebody that paid a priest who then said he wasn't doing it and kept the money.
Oh, that's right.
Fenian bass. I'm allowed to say Fenian. It's our word, I'm allowed to say it.
Oh, Jesus.
So what's it like having a wife then? You enjoying it? You enjoying?
Yeah, it's fucking, it's good. I feel like a man, you know what I mean?
Are you used to the, does the ring feel weird in your hand? Or
not really. The ring, you see, because I had to get that made, and it's like fatter that way than like your average ring, which means it hits more your finger, which means you don't feel it. Whereas the thin one,
I would nip it almost.
It was like sharp, so you felt it a lot, so I don't really feel it.
No.
In Mexico, it was like, it's getting a bit sweaty, like, but nah, you get used to it pretty quick. And then I was worrying about it getting scratched, and then I was like, it's going to get scratched the fuck anyway.
Right, because you're going to wear it.
So then I just started, forever. I just wore it to the gym and all, so I didn't give a fuck. Even though it was nearly £600, I'll be sick. The guy that was delivering the marquee for our wedding, I was like, where'd you get your ring? And he's like, Amazon, £18. And I was like, straight on the phone to fucking Murray and Co. Can you cancel that ring? And they're like, we've already rushed it through as an order.
We had to mine titanium to get it.
Yeah.
The four fellas trying to bend this around a hula hoop all day for your big fat hand.
It's like, we had to make it that size and that width and that finish. So that's why it's so dear.
No.
Mental. Dearer than Maureen's one.
I think my, seriously, fucking hell.
And there's just fucking diamonds in it.
I'm sure diamonds are the false economy. That's all bullshit.
Yeah. How valuable is a stone?
I think my, like, the wedding ring my dad wears now, because he got fat and his original one didn't fit him, was about a fiver.
Yeah. It doesn't matter a fuck.
Like, yeah.
I mean, they tell you all sorts of horror stories in the fucking place. Like, you shouldn't have titanium because if you injure your hand, they can't cut it off or something. And you're like, what?
No.
What am I going to do? Like,
how do you only injure your wedding ring finger? Like,
gets caught in something, I think.
I suppose I.
I don't fucking know. It's a little bad likes anyway.
Fuck out there, like.
So it is.
You're a comedian.
I got an email from a guy, I'll not mention his name, asking me to host a thing that was a fundraiser for the Cathedral Arts. Save the Cathedral Arts Festival thing. And I took an objection to it.
That is, it was cheeky, like.
Because, like, for years, all we have done is pick up a brochure for those arts things and be like, why the fuck are they flying in an obscure, like, whatever, American comedian or English comedian to play a gig in the Black Box for fucking six people?
Aye.
And you're sitting there, like, there's a wealth of talent here that would literally fill your room. I mean, the reason you're probably failing is because you're not supporting the fucking local people. And then everyone has to go do it themselves.
Aye.
Like, see, you fill out a room, I fill out a room, Shane does a fucking whatever. Everyone did it themselves.
Aye.
Like, literally, no one can be like, oh, well, we'll have such and such coming back to play here because, you know, we let him play here and then he got success. And there's none of that shit.
Aye. There's been no favours handed out in the way up. Like,
I like to think, the way up, the way across for me. No, but, I mean, you turn you into McGregor.
Aye.
I'd like to thank absolutely fucking nobody. That's kind of the way it is.
Like, I can understand that, like, obviously they're not getting the funding that they're used to get or whatever, but it is fucking cheeky that they would ask you to do it, having completely ignored all of us for...
See, if something needs funded, not worth being in existence. No value.
I know, you wonder where the...
And I went to art college... and all that shit.
Aye.
And got fucking nothing for any of it until I had to do it myself.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
I mean, look at all those fucking... Like, here about... Like, that band Hunk Papa.
Aye.
They're fucking killing it at the minute.
Yeah.
By themselves. By themselves. No one fucking... Like, I don't know how much... What's there for them? And see, when you hear people, oh, do you know such and such, you got a grant for that? And you're like, what? Who's looking for grants?
People apply for them all the time. I know a couple of people in the arts that get grants for, like, get a grant to help them write something.
Hey,
and you're like,
suck my cock. Do you know what you need to help you write something? A fucking pen. I'll lend you one. There's a box of pens right there.
And you paid for yourself and
if
no help.
If you're not fucking already doing it, you'll never do it.
Aye.
Like, you should literally be... I mean, what's that term where you get paid for like, backlog and shit? What do you call that?
Like, in lieu?
Something like that.
This is why we don't get grants. I don't know how to fill out the form.
If I had a fucking grant for all the shit that I'd fucking written that never went anywhere, that was just in development...
It's fucking...
How many scripts... I mean, if I looked at my old laptop, I could just go into a script and be like... Walk into some TV producer and be like, any of these are good to go.
Yeah.
At any point. Blood, Mud, and the Beer. Where you at, Netflix? Huh?
Fuck's sake, like...
What do you want? And that's a problem if you went into the likes of fucking BBC and all that shit. They'd be like, no, it's not really current. Is it about Brexit? Or what's it about?
Aye.
Hashtag me too.
Is it about what's important now, but in 9 months when it goes out, it won't matter? Because that's what we really need.
Yeah, and we'll put it on 2:45 on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want just something that was really good that could just go season to season to season to season?
Well, I've said like...
And then 30D.
The amount of times I've had meetings with BBC where I've gone like, why don't you start simple and do a fucking stand-up show again?
Yeah,
like in a club.
Because...
That's been done before. The Blame Game has been done a million times.
That's because, like, I mean, I've oh fuck, more money. What the fuck was I gonna say there? Yeah, because that's how you like invest in people, so that then it comes back around full circle.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I want to put people in like laveries or have them on podcasts or try and make videos or, you know, like Aaron or something. You put him in stuff and then it gets like a bunch of hits and then you go, do you know the guy off that video?
He's doing
laveries. Yeah. And that's how you fucking, it goes back into like your own business or whatever. But they just kind of go, well, we've got our 4 people here, nearly 60 now, so let's just fucking tear away with that.
Yeah. And they're all fucking brilliant comedians and nice guys and shit like that. I'm not...
Of course.
But there's room for other stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's money for other stuff. There definitely is. Look what happened with fucking Late License. Do you know what I mean? They had money and they fucked it.
Yeah. I mean, they're sort of making jobs for people who don't do that sort of shit.
Well, that's another thing as well. The amount of people that like...
Go to someone and be like, do you own a camera? Yeah. Do you fancy producing a TV show? You're like, well, all right.
No. So the amount of times I've worked, like even just as warm-up on TV shows... And the bigger the TV shows get, the more people are on it, and the more people that don't need to be there. And you're looking at cunts going, how the fuck are you working in television?
Yeah.
Like the amount of, like, I did a thing recently where there was somebody that was like an assistant director or something like that was just running about like a headless chicken trying to make themselves look important.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
No, it's not even that. It's like you've nothing to do.
Yeah, 100%.
You're getting paid, and you're trying to make your job fucking seem like it's important, and there's fucking no need for you to be here.
Yeah, I could give them more work than they're getting on the fucking show. Like, it's I don't know, it drives me fucking nuts.
I had a mate who was a third AD on Game of Thrones, and he was like, my official job is I make tea for a lot of very important people, because that's all I have left for him.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
I mean, you're all just answering to fucking near one person probably anyway, but like...
They'll be the cunts that'll turn up. That know even less about it. Like, they'll know what they want. The thing I worked on recently where, like, the suits came down and we're like, this is what we want. And all the there was crew on it that were decent, like fucking joiners, and, you know, all the fucking guys that knew what they were doing. And we're like, yes, I know what you want to see, but this is the way it works. And they were like, doesn't matter. And it ended up then, they had an audience in that had to wait 7 hours before they started recording because these poor cunts had to start making a new set. because somebody on the day of the fucking record was like, no, change it.
That's fucking...
And for some reason, people on TV have this thing in their head that they think audience members are really glad to be there. Like, isn't this a treat?
There's nothing worse than going to watch a recording of something.
Yeah, you get to see someone do the same thing 7 times for free.
Yeah, and then also, like, the idea of, like, celebrity, you know, where people would be like, oh my God, I'm just happy to be in a room staring at this person.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about that anymore.
I've seen it happen. Yeah, I've seen it happen.
People just might like you and then they go see you, but there's none of this, like, I'm happy to watch this 40 fucking times in a row.
I've seen it happen with, like, I did warm up for an episode of Miranda where everybody was fucking chuffed to bits to be there. I think it was the last one. So it was like super fans of that show. But then I've done like fucking Top Gear where there's 700 people staring at Chris Evans like, you better be fucking good, you ginger cunt.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know? This is what happens, guys.
So bitter.
There's no system in place, so you have to make your own system. And then it gets to the point where...
Water.
You can't, they can't fucking get at you.
Yeah.
Even if they wanted to.
You just get to the point where you're going, you have nothing that I want.
Yeah.
That sounds really off.
You can't do anything for me now.
Yeah.
At the time when we could have worked together has passed.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll still do it. If you're out there and you need a comedian, I'll fuck dick for money. But,
you know, you've made some funny videos for Tight Shorts. Could have made them better.
Yeah. But at the time they were going, here's money immediately. I'm like, well, I do have to pay a phone bill.
But why not have... So there's, why not have me make it for you?
I know. It does make more sense.
And you get, they pay you to make a video and then you pay me to, you know, like to produce the video.
I know that would make more sense, especially because it'll go out there and then. But that's the thing that, like, I'm probably going to, I'll say it now because I'm not going to do any more Tight Shorts, I don't think. But the fact that you have to wait maybe 3 months before they go out.
Tight Shorts.
Big legs.
Fuck.
It takes far too long to get those things made because you have to go through so many people before they agree to it.
Yeah.
Like Mark, who actually makes him, knows what he's doing. He's a good bloke. But he has to deal with 15 people above him that have to go in order. Like, he can't go straight to the one right at the end of the queue. It has to be, I have to make your job worthwhile. So if you could watch this and then send to that person and then vice versa.
I remember watching like sort of bloopers or something, or like interviews about The Office.
Yeah.
And Ricky Gervais, like, it was like, if you walked around the BBC and it was like, what do you do? What exactly do you do? What exactly do you do? There'd be like fucking 3 people in the building.
Aye.
Because they don't do anything.
Yeah. The amount of ones that have got jobs, I think I've said this loads on a podcast because it blew my mind 10 years ago when I first heard it. But you could, there was a time where you could get a back to work training scheme thing from the fucking brew.
At the BBC?
Where you start maybe as a runner or a researcher or something like that. But 3 years later, you're a fucking TV producer and you're like, you were on the fucking dole.
Yeah.
And now you're in charge of a TV show.
It's fucking...
And you're staring at them going, you're not funny. You can tell by their eyes, they're all fucking...
There's people in tech that are fucking producing better shit than you can produce.
You know what? There's a girl from Derry called Megan McArdle, I think. And she was a runner on something I was on. And she's one of the ones you go, I hope you're like mid-level in the next 5 years. Because you fucking know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But there's other, like, then the ones that are doing the job, they're just, they're, you can fucking see their wee eyes are all dead and they're all giddy. Oh, you're not supposed to say fuck. Fuck off. Like,
I mean, it's bizarre. Like, I've, you know, like, I think I've dealt with Mark before, even like met him for coffee or something. And before he said everything, he was like, nah, I know you're not gonna, and I know this is gonna be like not good, and I know that fucking you're probably gonna boke when you see this. But he said it like before he said everything, and I know you're not gonna like that, and I know that's fucking short, but you'll get paid, and I know it's not enough money, but you know it's better than knocked out for free. And it was just like what's going on here?
But that's his way of
but then also,
like, at least he has the fucking I know that sounds like a fucking mafia thing to say, at least he has the respect to go,
what the fuck are you,
do you know what I mean? Like, where someone else would pitch it to you like it was the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You'd rather have, do you know what I mean? Like see the day I found out the on Monumental, the clip of fucking, was it Mr. Chips from Catchphrase? Remember that clip where it looks like he's wanking? I think it was for the first Tight Shorts for the Euros, and we were in a meeting and the producer told me how much it cost to get that clip in for fucking 10 seconds, and it was more than I got paid for the whole series. Oh, I was fucking fuming.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's fucking, it's like the
biggest. It was more than I got paid for 2 series, sorry.
It's the biggest piss take or it's the biggest like illusion. People go like, "Oh, you're only on TV. You're pretty loaded, no?"
Aye.
You're like, "Nah,
not at all." And the fact that like TV people will say, like I've heard a few of them go like, "It's not about what we pay you. It's about what the tickets you get off the back of this." And you're like, "But that's shit. So you should be paying me more because it's actually affecting ticket sales negatively.
Your job isn't on an incentive basis.
Yeah,
which it should be.
Yeah,
you get paid."
Regardless
of whatever fucking discharge you get falls a salary. Yeah. Like, you can do your job badly, still get paid.
Yeah.
And ours is like, oh no, you gotta be funny and you gotta do all this shit for people to wanna see you.
Yeah. I remember doing my first tour off the back of Monumental and asking anybody had they seen it and they were like, no.
Of course not.
Well, so you support Paddy Keighley, even though you're Colin's friend.
Who else was saying about someone at the wedding was like, is that Mickey Bartlett from they'd seen Keighley or something?
Aye.
Before he got a wee bit too much to handle.
Before he went all LA.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Walking off. That's enough, Mick. That's enough. I have to go on and talk about Hovis here, you know what I mean?
Chill out.
Hey, bring it down a notch.
Rein it in now. Can you not do your closer 5 minutes before you go on? Why? Because it's better than mine? All right, I'll just change my closer then. Because I'm a professional comedian.
The one or the other. Hundreds. I'll just
close on something else.
You motherfucker, yo.
Hello. Still get had a weekend in Manchester where I died in my hole for 3 days in a row.
So what? Stupid mind cunts.
March 7th, but July 19th was the day I found out I was black. Like, my whole entire life.
That's a deaf woman talking. Yeah. Is this black girl here for the first time?
She's about as black as polar bear cum.
Aye. She's
my
black
mom
as a teeth whitening
kit. You're white. I never believed her because I knew I was black, but July 19th, I did some history. I went young.
She's, who talks like that?
Ancestry.com. And
she's like fucking, what rapper talks like that but is also deaf?
She sounds like fucking, you know those videos of Kanye where he goes, he taking a lot of sleeping medication?
Oh, Kanye, for sure.
My name, ODP.
Where the hood at?
I found I'm 25% black. And this whole time I knew it. I knew I was a black girl.
I knew that the black girl.
So I just consider that to be my birthday because it's just a
fucking my birthday. Come around here, my birthday.
Very exciting holiday for me. So
by the way, if you go on Ancestry.com or the other fucking one, what's it called, 23andMe, everybody is of African descent at one point, so you're like 1% African. And my 1% is my cock.
Oh, fuck. My wee thing fell off.
Oh, Jesus, Michael.
No.
Jesus.
Colin.
Fuck's sake. Get her back.
There we are. A sauce now.
What sauce?
That's like a big poke. Thank you.
That's definitely going to fall off again. Yeah, but this girl's.
So I thought I'd celebrate. I didn't know how to celebrate, but they said it was my birthday.
It's my birthday, bitch. Like, do you want to hear, this girl's called Whoa Vicky. Do you want to hear her song?
She's got a fucking song as well.
She's got a bunch of songs, bro. This one's called Action. A diss of, you know, the fucking Cash Me Outside girl. There's beef going on.
Oh, shit.
Do it.
I mean, I feel like, is that a midget? I feel like, That fucking Cash Me Outside girl is one of those tickover girls, you know, where everyone's like, she's crazy, she's only fucking 16, she's 18 now, look at them titties, bro.
She got them titties, has she?
Fat titties.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I was
too busy.
I noticed that a lot in society, where it's like, oh, blah, it's scandalous, blah. 18th birthday at 12 o'clock, she'd get fucking red. have you seen a wee girl from fucking whatever it is, she got red now.
What was that? Used to have a bit if loose women was if it was blokes. What was it like? It was like it'd be me, Mickey, and two other lads going, here, would you buck Hermione Granger?
Yeah. Is that a good bet? I can't even
think it was.
Do something. Do it. Say something, bitch.
Bad baby, stop that. It's stupid. Stop that, baby.
No.
Great stop. Acting, though.
Oh, my God.
You got a timeout.
Say something.
Why you keep acting stupid?
Oh, what are you
gonna... Hey, Ross, what you got, shorty?
They hating, but the money keep dancing. I ain't doing shit unless I get a fraction. Bad baby, you is not with that action. You from the summer,
you know what?
You not
I'm just glad to see that has more thumbs down than thumbs up. That gives me a wee bit of hope.
I mean, the internet's full of this shit. You know what I mean? I think we talked about it last week. This is the fucking... Like, someone's obviously... do you know, like, just creating these fucking wee girls.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
And already, Jake Paul is already making this video awkward as hell.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. But they basically got this wee girl who just walks out and she's like, yeah, what's up?
This shit costs more to your rent. My toilet costs more to your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more to your rent. And see, this is my closet. Everything here would be designer. Gucci, Louis, Versace. And also, when I was 6 years old, I lived in Atlanta and I was broke as hell.
I don't know, but someone's created this, but also she's Asian, so like her mom was literally like, my daughter acted very funny. And then the dad's like, what you must be a internet superstar. You would act like a rapper. Act like gangster rapper. And she's like, what's up, niggas? I'll be running around here shitting on y'all bitches. My toilet costs more than your car, bitch.
To the window.
To the wall.
To the sur- to put off in the building.
Surrender to your paranormals.
Where did the skita, hood? Skita.
Where did the hood? Skita, skita, bang, bang. Where did the hood? Where did the hood? Where did the hood at? Face down on some police, so we don't like the fuck. I started this gangster shit.
And I'm not like it's a hot dog.
This is more fucking a tank, so get her.
Oh, no, fuck the police.
Come in, stall it through the Compton. Create the motherfucker, call him a script.
Don't call it the company car.
Mama-san knock you out.
Mama-san knock you out.
Oh my fucking days. Sweating through my t-shirt.
Did, fucking hell.
Did you hear the new Kanye West album?
That shit is a little.
I'm a big, I like a Travis Scott. Straight up!
I like a G6, baby.
Mickey's knowledge of rap songs. Right?
It starts like 2008.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble.
D-I-S-C-O.
Stay alive. Sting alive. We hear this fucking song. We hear this. We hear this, right? This is on Kanye West's album. Oh my god.
I love speaking Japanese. It's so fucking. Nukinokas.
This is the fucking hater off the Kanye West album. Oh my god.
Wouldn't you just be slurping that water, would you? Good morning. Yeah, you
supermodel. Well, obviously someone's put up the fucking short version. I'm gonna have to put this on my phone. Play it through the microphone, old school style. Of course, take less time, bro. See what I'm saying? Right here. It's on the new Kanye album. Yeah, you supermodel. Tell it ass, bustin' out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it.
crazy that medulla oblongata. Get the rubbing on my lap. Get the chili on my lap. I think I like that.
Oh, it's dead. It kicks off like
that. Yeah. Pipe up, I'm a piper. Make your mind out of fair enough. Choose your thing. Make that pussy sign. One more time. Baby, do it big. Make it cry. Come boo hoo this shit. Yeah, you a soup. I'm out of the thing. Tell that ass busting out the bottom. Hey, hold on. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy like Modelo of Washington, that's gonna be an enormous scandal. I
could have Naomi Campbell, still might want me a Stormy Daniels. It's good shit, like,
yeah.
When you hear it. But, like, how many songs now are just gonna be like, stick my fingers right up in my pussy, pissing on my titties on my belly, shitting on my anus on my mouth, tits,
running out of toilet paper,
shitting on my titties on my doula, I'm a gutter. And then fucking McCann goes, listen to No Mistakes by Kanye West. He goes, there's a lyric in this reminds me of you. You'll know exactly what it is when you hear it, right? Hold on.
Shaky ass year. Let me make this clear so all y'all see. I don't take advice from people less successful than me. And then he goes, you've actually said that? It's like, what a cunt.
Yeah, well, you've said it to your wife.
What a cunt. I was like, what a fucking retard.
I remember your man telling me once, what a like, cunt. You were having a nap on the sofa. Or was it, did you tell me this? And she says, like, she was like, Colin, and he just went, oh, I'm the best there is.
And that was just me this afternoon, sleeping.
I said that after wanks.
Oh, I'm the best there is. That's so fucking funny. But I have a problem with advice. There was even a fucking guy on...
I don't know what to tell you about that.
There was a guy on fucking...
vaping's bad for you.
Where, yeah, stop vaping. Toxic femininity, bro. Someone.
That looks good. Job in the bag. A few beers in sunlight.
Hold on, that's I'm talking it. Shit over my own thing there. Do you? Oh, will you hear this guy? Even though you couldn't care less about. I don't know what the fuck that means. About politics, do you think there will ever be someone like Patrice O'Neill for the UK who will make everyone wake up and respect the opinions of every man instead of mainstream every man? Patrice O'Neill isn't fucking political. Really?
If you look back on it now, you're probably going, fuck, that's close to the bone. But it wasn't at the time.
When no, but, no, but I, no, but I literally don't even think he was that political. You know, I think it was more like...
There's some clips of him you see where you go like...
Society type shit, yeah. Also, someone said, oh, don't be flying solo again. You've lost your edge, unsubbed or something.
Oh, no.
For fucking about 6 years, I talked to myself on a podcast.
Yeah.
And now you see it in video. You've lost your edge.
I just...
Gulp.
I fucking hate the internet.
Gulp my cock.
There's nothing... Like, that's... It's like... I don't know. When somebody... See when someone puts, like, a negative comment on it, on anything, and you're like, I'm in my pajamas, and you've just heckled me.
Yeah. Or you're like...
So that's it makes me fucking sick.
These are shite. Do more, I'm fatter. And then you're like, oh yeah, I literally have footage that I've not yet edited of a night where the limelight was full of people watching a podcast
and laughing like fuck.
Mm.
It's, I don't know, I just
grab my nuts, pull the skin out and put it over your face like a Japanese tourist
and get back into your fucking taxi.
That's literally it. There's a guy who always gives me stick on the Blender page, and I clicked on this thing. It's like, I work in the spa somewhere. And you're like, what if I walk into your spa one day and just, I'm like,
beat you to death with a baguette.
I don't like the way you fucking asked me for a bag there.
I know, it's fucking, yeah. It's like that old thing of like, oh, there's an arm never getting back. Well, turn it off after 5 minutes then.
Yeah, you're actually fucking retarded if you sat there for an hour.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take one bite of like a dinner that was tasted like dog shit and then continue to eat it all and then be like, I didn't like that.
I would though, because
yeah, I would. Yeah, I would eat it and then I would just go, we're going to have to go somewhere else on the way home.
Because I'm still hungry.
For fuck's sake. I started this, I was talking to Dave Elliott. What sort of fucking... Oh, there's a guy cutting the grass behind us.
In a tractor?
Fucking bailing, lifting, shifting, drifting, or whatever.
Hauling grass and tapping ass by.
But there was... How funny was that clip I tagged you in? It was like me after four beers. The guy's like, what's the practical use of jiu-jitsu? And Joe Rogan was, well, if you and I were to fight, I would kill you.
You would die.
Haven't done jiu-jitsu in about 3 months. Fucking... Oh, yeah, so I'd weighed myself, and I was trying to think of, like, what's the best way to fucking lose weight? Because when I was on holiday, I was surrounded by fat American cunts who literally just were too fat to function.
Aye.
And I was like, I...
Can't be that guy.
Like, and I had a sore back, so it was like, it was accentuated. I was just aye. Like, I'm fucking so awkward right now. So I was like, what's the best way to lose weight? And then, you know, like, stone seems weird and kilos is weird. So I was like, I'm just going to pick a weight. And then how many pounds I have to lose.
Aye.
And then I'm going to put like a board like that and literally just scrape it off whenever... gross. Scrape the fat. No, scrape. Like mark it off as I lose the weight. And I said to Dave Elliott, I was like, can you believe that fucking... If I was to fight in the UFC at 265 pounds, I would have to lose 24.
You're 300 pounds, yeah?
I would have to lose... 289. I was like, hell. I would have to lose... Now...
But you're a big athletic unit, though.
But he goes, that's crazy. And then he told me how many pounds he'd have to lose. And I was like, let's make that a race because I'd win. But I was like, isn't that fucking... He's like, I was trying to write a bit about it. But it was like, if I was to fight Brock Lesnar,
aye.
I would have a unsafe advantage over him because I'm too fat. It wouldn't be a fair fight because I weigh more than Brock.
Now, that's why I stopped fighting UFC.
He for sure loses weight to make that weight too, like, because he's huge. But... I was just like, that's a fucking scary thing to know. That there's like...
But you're not... Like, you wouldn't be overweight in the way I'd be overweight.
No, I'm definitely overweight. I'm because definitely like, overweight. Like,
no, but like... The shit you can do physically is impressive enough that you shouldn't be that worried about. Whereas I'm like...
Yeah, but I definitely
do. I'm fat. Out of breath sitting down sometimes.
Definitely too fat though. But like, I've just made that board and I... I have to lose 24 pounds. And then me and Dave, we're going to call it like cut to heavyweight or something, or heavyweight cut, and just like weigh in every Saturday and try and be like,
I wonder, I'm trying to get that competition going to my girlfriend at the minute.
What?
Do you have that first 3 months, like just always eating, like going out for dinner and fucking drink, and then the two of us were like, this shirt doesn't fit me anymore. Like,
let me just thrust this off me.
So I need to fucking get back into workouts.
It's because you're
nothing, but see, when you've like, because I hurt my back as well, there's nothing worse than having a sore back in your 30s and going, I physically can't do any exercise right now.
Well, that's exactly,
it gets annoying.
That's like, really, exactly like, fucking, what happened to me. Like, because I've mentioned this fucking three times now. There was literally like buggies would bring these. There was a particular couple that made me want to fucking barf. There was a ma and a daughter, and they're both fat as shit, and they're just on this holiday together. And you're like, where do you get the money from? Because it's dear to be here. Yeah. Like, so they fucking arrive on a buggy, like a golf buggy they've been shuttled to the fucking buffet. She gets the crutches out. They walk in the door. They then get marched to the front of all the queues. So like there's an omelette station and stuff. She's getting just mounds of food. The guy carries it to the table for her. And there's nothing wrong with her other than she's fat as fuck. And she's like sat down and eats all the shit. And there's a side of bacon that wouldn't be out of place at a buffet. You know what I mean? If you went, oh, here's the bacon and here's your salad. Like, that's enough bacon for fucking 20 people. She had it on the side just eating it like crisps.
Fuck.
It's fucking brutal. But the problem was, because I had fucked my lower back, it took, if I stood up, it took me about a minute of being standing up before,
did, like, unsqueeze
before,
almost.
Before I could fully fucking stretch out like that. And so I would be up and really try to fucking straighten my back and then like half shuffling around. And I'm like, I literally just look like one of these fucking cunts. Right. Like, and then as soon as I went home and slept it off, the back pain was gone. Deadlifting.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of shit. It's so fucked up.
It scares me because there's the amount, like, I've had times where I'm like, either because of a fucking bad back or just something where you're like, I fucking can't do anything. And I know if I hurt myself or something like that and can't exercise, I'll start fucking eating shit.
Just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, just like, fuck it, may as well. Like, get all upset about it. And then you're like, oh, I'm in worse shape than I've ever.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about going veggie for a bit to try and like.
Well, you see, that doesn't matter. You would,
but
you
it does, because I'm working away all the time. If I go veggie, it means I'll avoid fucking Burger King's and McDonald's and the shit that I'll eat.
I suppose. I mean, you can literally fucking bring it down to like, see if you like, if you could get access to just a steak and then like a side of spinach kimchi or fucking whatever, you can eat delicious shit.
Aye,
you don't have to fucking.
I went for fucking.
But no, it's lucky for me. There's a lot of shit I don't like. I don't really like potatoes.
Yeah.
So anytime there's fucking chips or mash or all that shit, I never really can be fucked with it.
Aye.
I'd literally rather you just give me two steaks instead of that.
I kept going to Nando's and getting Nando's mash when I was like,
yeah,
especially because at a 10-day run I was getting paid cash. I'm like, I'm gonna be up fucking, I'm gonna pay £20 for dinner that I can eat in 30 seconds.
Yeah, mash is my nightmare. Like,
yeah, I like it, and like Nando's mash is decent because it's fucking definitely rotten, bad for you. It's just basically
all
smash.
It's just like, all butter, yeah. Like, yeah.
But yeah, it's always a risk.
I don't fucking know.
Fuck. But, I might try and get a bit out of this. Me and the new girlfriend went to, what do you call it? Fucking the House of Zen.
Which one's that? Because there's two Zens.
There's one cathedral.
No, oh, yeah.
St. Anne's. Have you been? Ever been there?
No, I've been to the other one.
Right. They've got the fucking Japanese toilets in the cubicles. Right.
We're like, we're spin?
Fucking. No, we're like, oh, rinses your arsenal, has a fucking blow dryer up. Right. So my girlfriend was like, oh, I fucking heard that we should go to this place. Apparently, they've got Japanese toilets. And I was like, what the fuck's that?
There's nothing like picking your dinner based on the shitter.
Yeah.
Like,
but. She's fucking, she's the new Mrs. Bartlett, the way she, because I went into that Japanese toilet and I was like, I'm glad I am already going out with you, because otherwise I'd have had to delete Tinder.
Yeah.
That was quite an experience. Like,
yeah.
But to the point where like, we both like sort of finished dinner, went to the toilet, came back out, having a wee drink of wine, and then she was staring, she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. She's like, do you want to go again? I'm like, yeah.
Welcome back, Mr. Bartlett.
Yeah, I've been there long enough. If technically was masturbating,
like, you're taking the shit of heaven to masturbate.
If, it was unreal.
Could you literally just have a jet of water up your ass and then just pull your wire?
Here's the bit that I didn't know, right?
You have to do it with chopsticks.
My girlfriend was like, I was like, there was arrows to move the seat. And all. She was like, oh, that's not to move the seat. That's for the jet of water. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, the jet of water moves. You can spray that anywhere. And I was like, fucking round three. Wash my bowels.
Just get my gooch here.
It was mental. I didn't even have a shake. I just sat down. I didn't even go to the toilet. I just used the toilet. You're pissing your lips. It was fucking...
I must try it.
It was unreal. I think I might go back in next time and sit forwards on it and see what the damage is.
Just your dick goes...
I think the hand dryer's broken there. It's just me.
We put that fucking clip where there was just like a fucking... It was Japanese guy made it, but it looked like a fuck, you know, like somewhere you would basically like pay a parking ticket or something, but it just had a dick sucking hole in it, and it was like a sperm bank, and there was like a row of them. As
I have seen those.
Like you're waiting at the post office, like, does the auto turn, sir? And he just comes out and just.
And it does it for, like, it's a proper milking station, isn't it? That's what they call it in cattle, and that's kind of what you're doing.
That's fucking gross. Like your wee buzzer goes off.
Just go in there and milk yourself, Mr. Bartlett, and
blowjob machine. This is probably not the best.
A picture of your Mac. that's definitely a wee lad.
Yeah. What? Oh, that's gross.
What the fuck was that?
I'm gonna have to write Jap in front of it, aren't I? The Japanese are fucking rotten.
They're ahead of the game. I had to wipe my arse the other day and I was gutted. Like, this is fucking...
Rechargeable oral sex simulator. From Love Honey.
Hi and welcome to Love Honey TV. I'm Lisa and right now we're taking a look at the Squeal XT oral sex simulator.
No.
This is
based
like...
on the
I don't know any girls have a mouth look like that.
Do you know when you watch... ITV4, 3 in the morning, this is exactly what this is shot
selling
like.
Toy for women. This is
and
a
wait, there's more, if you buy now.
And while the toy is charging, there's a nice... The toy itself...
This is killing my boner, if
high-quality water-based lube. I can't emphasize...
Put a dick in it.
That looks like a part for a washing machine.
And the toy in high-quality water-based lube. So if the Squeal XT Oral Simulator sounds like something that you'd like to try, why not order yours from Love Honey today?
That's not a fucking oral simulator.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Bondage Gone Wild with me, Jess Wild. Today we're talking about urethral play. In this week's video, I'm going to be...
Today we're talking about urethral play. Have you ever had someone do anything interesting to your piss hole? It's a...
explaining exactly
what... Hey, you bought it work. Stick a pencil down your jab's eye.
What about when... when fucking in-betweeners just change it to chop's eye?
Remember that? Yeah.
Because you can say jop's eye. By the way, that is so racist. But how funny, though.
I know.
How funny that someone went, that's like a jop's eye.
Aye.
So racist. Like, the most...
But
like,
mine isn't.
No, mine's mine. Mine's like a wee figure of eight.
Fuck, that's weird. Mine's like, do you ever see Little Shop of Horrors?
I mean...
Mine is a wee pout. Did you have a wee pout?
Mine's more like that.
See, mine's like a Kardashian's lip. Like...
plastic?
There's a black fella on the end of it.
I remember I had a bit of material where I was saying, like, Kim Kardashian's asshole must just be like a bucket full of fucking wallpaper paste and rings. Just bling. Just watches and fucking bracelets and fucking cum everywhere. I want to see what she's going to do to a piss hole here.
What urethral play is, why you might like to explore it, and the housing, because not
she breathes like M&M in between bits.
And you stick it in your dick. This is...
Is the opening to the urethra already near a hot spot, the head of the penis or the...
Well, show us the dick then. There's a slow-mo.
Oh, no.
What the fuck? The
idea is you slip this ring over the end of the penis, and then you place this ball inside the urethra. The ring not only helps to keep it in place, but it also enhances sensation, so it will stimulate just over the frenulum.
How many fucking suck jobs have you to get?
Before you're like, put something up it.
Before you're like, do you know what I want? This fucking microphone.
Like, I feel like I'm going to have to go home and watch this on Pornhub to see...
Well, I'm going to piss myself, so... are you holding your dick?
Yeah, yeah, of course I am. I'm afraid somebody's going to put something up it now. They're right. Fucking stoking a cannon, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought that wasn't recording. I was about to buss on that. So, right, let's just get some questions out of the way so we can wrap this up and piss everywhere. Because of your last podcast with Mickey, me and my partner and I roll down the window and scream, Kentucky, every time we pass a KFC or a group of Smicks. Can you please shout this on the podcast and we will be catching you at Lavery's tonight? I mean, I feel like no one goes to Lavery's, and then now we've got an international comedy superstar. Everyone thinks that now's the time to come. Kentucky!
I've been doing that myself, though.
What?
Like shouting Kentucky at KFC.
I mean, it is.
I heard somebody saying it and was trying to text you to no signal. Me and him went and got a Kentucky. I was like,
there was a fucking... did I tell you that what it was from? It was a program about like young offenders, and they'd taken them out for the day.
Aye.
And the ones on good behavior got to go like kayaking or something, and then they got a KFC on the way back. And the guy was raging. He's like, "I fucking didn't give a fuck about the kayaking, but then he's went for a fucking Kentucky." A bastard. Connor Bradley, Kanye's new album thoughts. I think it's good.
I'm gonna get a wee listen to it on the way home.
I think it's good. I think it sounds like fucking old Kanye West, which isn't a bad thing.
Right.
Stick a lot of things in my pussy. Do you want a pencil in your pistol? With the feud between Pusha T and Drake going on, does it remind Colon? That better be a typo, you wee fucking retard.
That's Thompson, eh?
That's Willie T. AKA Iron Fist. He was in a rap feud with Yeminator. Yeah, do you remember that guy?
Remember the Yeminator? Remember the
guy? Oh my god.
Is he still out?
I don't know, but it'd be class if he was still dropping fucking...
Is it not Y-E-M-A-N?
I don't know. I haven't fucking looked at it in a while.
I don't think he...
I feel like he probably took all of his stuff off the internet. Was it... Yeminator.
So-called by the blender. Is that how that worked? The Yeminator MVP?
Yeah. Nah. It must not fucking...
That's a shame.
But, poor bastard. Yeah, do you remember that guy?
Remember the feud between when you met the Northern Ireland's best beatboxer and you laughed in his face?
That wasn't a feud, I don't think.
Did that not get a bit sarky, though, at one point on the old comments? Is there not a point where it was like, Colin, I think we're going to get beat up by some beatboxers?
And there's been all sorts of fucking stupid shit, like. I've had people fucking like tag on their stuff and tag their mate and be like, oh, he's slabbering about you. And they're like, no, I wasn't.
Right.
I was just saying true things.
About you.
Yeah, you fucking cunt. Anyway, who cares? Andy McGibbon from the Bonnevilles. We, the Bonnevilles, played Newcastle the same night Mickey was there last week. We couldn't meet for breakfast the next day due to previous engagement. Did Mickey eat last night's pizza for brekkie? Or did he go out?
Well, no, that was... I think that may have been the same night that I ended up... No, it wasn't. It was the night before FaceTimed you in Moyne on your honeymoon.
Well, that was hilarious. Mickey fucking rings up and then I'm like... He's like, I'm going to get a kebab. And then I was like, it's 5 a.m. there. You'll never get a kebab. Do you fucking want a bet? And in 30 seconds, you had a kebab.
But didn't he, like, gave it to a homeless guy. Because went into this place, and they did a, but they heated the meat up in the microwave. And then gave me it, and it was still cold. And I was like, I couldn't be arsed even. And it was one of those, like, this might sound a wee bit racist, but one of those points where, like, there's three Asian guys, and they're fucking, yeah, each other. And I'm like, they're slabbering about me. Like,
yeah.
They're going, fat white man wants meat.
Yeah.
But then there was two homeless guys like, all right, mate, have you got any fags? And I was like, no, would you want a kebab? And he's like, yeah. And then I'm like, enjoy that.
You can take a go with this vape.
Yeah, you're probably going to die now.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Eating cold kebab, mate.
Oh, pretty rare. That's the last fucking time I take a fucking kebab off a fat lesbian. I fucking tell you.
One time I was in Newcastle with a guy, like, I steaming, get a kebab, and the guy took the fucking, the wrap, or the, what do you call it, the pita? Out of a bin bag, right? And I was like, can I get cheese on that as well? And he was like, you want cheese on kebab? Cheese? And I was like, mate, you took it out of the bin, and I didn't fucking blink.
Yeah, was it a blue
Don't
bag?
Don't judge me. No, it was a black bin bag. Like,
Jesus wept.
And it was the kind of place you're going, I guarantee they're actually in the bin. Like,
I mean, in Mexico, I was in a bus. I was driving along, and then like a lorry pulled up beside the bus on the dual carriageway and on past it, and it had, it was full of chickens, not live, like plucked chickens ready to eat. And you're like, they don't give a fuck right here. Like, that thing will be cooked by the time you get it there in this fucking heat. Like, so strange.
There's definitely like, there definitely are sometimes you look at the shit you're putting in, you're like, I can't believe we're eating that. Like I told you about when I used to work in the chicken place and seeing how chicken Kievs are made, the ones you, like frozen chicken Kievs, and just being, I can't eat them. I mean, a chicken nugget I'll eat because I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But I know it's the same shit, and you're like, fuck that.
The problem with chicken Kievs is no one makes them right, but if you get a legit chicken Kiev, it's fucking gorgeous.
Aye, because it's fillet, it's not fucking...
Yeah, because like, if someone's willing to like cut it and roll it and cut it and roll it and then fill it with like fucking parsley and garlic and all and roll it up again and then fry it, it is lovely.
Aye.
But see that one where it's like a fucking abscess and you go, and it all just comes out?
It comes out. Like, the only way I can is Ghostbusters 2, right? You know when the pink slime comes out of the bath?
Yeah.
This shit was arriving in a fucking, like a wheelie bin of pink slime, right? Yeah. And it looked like fucking ice cream near enough, and they would pour it into this, and it would come out in sheets, and my job was to take a stick of garlic butter and put it on top of it. Then it would go in through another, where another sheet would go over the top, and my mate, who I like sat beside in school, had to like do that around the edges of it. And then they would fuck breadcrumbs over it and then freeze them. Absolutely fuck. And it smelt like, do you know when you haven't flossed your teeth in a while and you do and you go, fuck, there's been some shit in my gums for a while. It smelled like that.
Dead
like
meat.
Halitosis. Like dead just meat. Fucking, yeah.
Well, I've never really required flossing my whole life until the last time I went to the dentist. And then I've literally have to carry a fucking thing in my wallet now.
No.
Because every fucking thing I eat, I'm like, oh, it's just filled my tooth with shit.
All right, I need to go to the dentist. But
I'm 31 as fuck.
Gotta love getting older.
Got married and my dad's got a girlfriend.
I live with my mother.
I got Japanese toilets blowing water in my anus.
Gonna put stuff down my dick hole later just I've to see what the fuss is about.
Racist impressions with my friend on a Wednesday. Enjoy work.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up before I projectile piss all over the place. What song do you want to play out on? Do you want to play out on a fucking song?
What you got?
I Know What is a classic. My boy packing. It's Japanese grime.
Oh, word.
Played this before. It's a wardura. Classic. Absolute wardura. Hashtag murky. You seen this?
No.
He's like scapped up and...
Chinese and Japanese.
Talking from Fukushima, Far East Island. Big up Dark Elements, GUM, and Lab Race Crew, them you don't know.
You don't know.
This is Japanese grime music.
Music?
Oi.
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 Big up all the grime artists in England and Japan. Yeah, yeah. Take.
He's not very confident.
Get to the fucking point.
Big up all the grime artists in England and Japan.
That is not the fucking... One Pearl Harbor, come on.
He's ready to go fucking ham on it here. Really? Pause. Why is he coming every time he does that?
He's got a thing off his dick.
I'm gonna think of a dude. I'm gonna shit. I wanna go on up my glitch.
That's exactly the noise I was making. That.
Train going past in the background.
This racist. How do Japanese people say blap blap? Colin.
Keep listening. That's fucking tremendous. Let's get out of here.
Let's do it. I need to go home.
See you later.
All the best. Bye.
Take it easy. Bye now.